on Kuf Tzadik Beis, in Kuf Tzadik, on page Kuf Tzadik Beis, Klal Yud Din Yud Gimel, that the Chofetz Chaim said that if somebody is saying Lashon Hara about me, so the question is it mutter for me to go now and tell someone that this person, Beryl, is saying Lashon Hara about me? What's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is that one of the conditions necessary to be able to say that somebody's doing something wrong is that the reason why I'm doing it is for Toelas. I'm doing it for a purpose, for a good purpose. And the good purpose being either to that the person himself will do tshuva, or that's my intention, I'm doing it so he should do tshuva, or I'm doing it so that people should not be friendly with a person like that who tells Lashon Hara. And that's a reason that people should stay away from such a person. So if that's my intention, then it's not Lashon Ra, it's Lashon Tov. The problem is the Chofetz Chaim says that that's not your intention. If they spoke Lashon Ra against you, then your intention is not because suddenly you became a zealot for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the reason why you're doing it is because you're upset with this guy. And that's why you're doing it. You want to get this guy back, and you're going to bashmutz him, you're going to sully his name. However, the Chofetz Chaim said, we find not contradictions, but we need clarification on the following issue. And that is, if Beryl said something not nice about me to Reuven, so it's an Iser Doraisa, and he said something terrible about me. Not even true, or true, it doesn't matter. So it's an Iser Doraisa now for Reuven to come to me and say, You know what Beryl said about you? You think he's your friend? Whatever. You know what he said about you? He said this and this about you. So that's the Isa Derais of Rechilus. To go now and carry that gossip, even though you feel you're a very close friend with me, but nevertheless, it's an Isa Derais for you to tell me what this guy said about me. So the question is, but that L'chayr is contradicted by the Halach and the Torah, that the Torah says that if somebody stole money from me, and I don't know about it, so it's also for somebody to just go and tell me about it, that this guy is a bad guy. But yet the halacha is that if even a single witness has a mitzvah to go to Beis Din, to testify in Beis Din, that this guy stole from me. But if he goes and testifies in Beis Din, I'm going to find out. So isn't that rechilus? He's snitching about that guy to me. In other words, he's doing it to Beis Din, but I'm hearing about it. And the Chofetz Chaim clearly said that if he's going to say it in a way that someone's going to hear about it, that would also be an Iser for Chilus. So how do we, when is it Mutta, when is it Asa? So the Chofetz Chaim tells us that the principle is that in a case where if a person is saying Lashon Hara, said Lashon Hara about me, and you or I know that this is not that he's just satisfied he's telling this one guy, but I know he's going to be telling other people also, then I'm allowed to preempt. Then there's like a vadik damage that's going to happen. Now why am I doing that? Why am I now going to tell other people that don't listen to what he's saying, etc.? It's not because I'm trying to sully his reputation. I'm doing it to protect myself. I'm trying to prevent further damage. So when there's a real damage, then that would come. If I don't do anything, then it's permitted. Then it's similar to the case of the Eidach, the witness in Beis Din. Because that witness is coming to help me get my money back. So in a case where he's coming to help in a way that's going to get your money back, or if it's in a case in which it's going to stop the person from saying Lashon Hara further, knows you'll go tell his Rav or whatever, or some good friends to stop spreading that slander about me. And even if it's me, the reason why I'm doing it is not to sully, the reason I'm doing it is I want to protect myself. So therefore, the halacha is, if let's say this guy, Beryl, says to Reuven, I'm going to get that guy, if I meet him, I'm going to embarrass him, and I'm going to, call him names, I'm going to do things like that. So if we really believe, if he's not just shooting off hot air, but we really believe that this guy, you may do that, so then it's a mitzvah to come and tell me about it. Because you're by telling me, we're going to prevent that damage from happening. Then there's no Iser V'chilus. But if the Chofetz Chaim says, in a case where even, let's say, Beryl told Reuven something not nice about me, And that's it. We don't think that he's going to be going around spreading it further. So, but Lamaisa, Beryl did something wrong. So therefore, and let's say he knew, it was very clear that it was wrong what he did. He did it a number of times to a number of people. So if Reuven now feels that, I got to keep people away from this guy because this guy's a dangerous guy, then it would be mutter for him to tell people that, stay away from Beryl because Beryl talks Lashon Hara. But it wouldn't be mutter for him to say it if I'm going to hear about it. Because if he says it in a way that I'll hear about it, then this is not really preventing any real imminent damage. Maybe by telling other people, maybe people will stay away from him. Maybe they'll do tshuva. But that's not considered any real imminent damage that's going to happen, that by saying it, that he's allowed to say it, that I should find out. So if it's an Eid Echad that's going to testify that this guy stole, there's a real chance that I'll get my money back. If it's a guy who's going around telling a certain story, going around telling everybody about it, and then I can go preempt it, that's really preventing a real damage. Then there wouldn't be an Iser for Chilus. But if it's just because, this way people will stay away, maybe they will, maybe they won't, maybe he himself will do tshuva, that's a pretty shvacha reason. So the Lashon Hara is not an Iser of Lashon Hara, because I'm saying it because I want to accomplish something good. But nevertheless, it'll still be an Iser for Chilus if it's said in a way that I'll find out that this guy did this about me. And that's the Chafetz Chaim's principle that he tells us here in Yud Gimel, and he explains it a little more in the Be'er Mayim Chaim earlier in Sif Yud Ches. So we continue. The Chafetz Chaim says, so we're up to Yud Dalet now on page Kuf Tzad Gimel. Ach ma ma'oid tzarech lizor beheter azeh. How careful a person has to be with this heter of going, and when somebody does something wrong to me, that I'm doing it in order to actually protect myself from further damage. You have to make sure that all the conditions are kept. Because if he's not very careful, Chafetz Chaim warns us, and now a person can easily slip into Lashon Hara. Umitam Zen Chavetz Chaim, since he's such a realistic Zaydi of Klal Yisrael, and he knows that this is really where the meat is, when somebody does something wrong to me, that's what really riles me, and I want to start telling other people about it. I want to tell other people about it. So in that case, the Chavetz Chaim says, therefore, I'm going to repeat now the conditions that are necessary. And he says, and therefore, klon shodav b'kitzakachu, in short, because he's trying to help us, prevent us. Achar shiyoda shechaver lo shavadai minyanahu. First of all, you have to know the guy still is doing something wrong. If a guy did tshuva, then you can't. V'hu mechaven l'tayelas kasher b'yarenu, and you're doing it for a purpose, in order to protect from further damage. Ach bo'efen shliyachsur eila pratim, prata rishayim. The first condition is, shiyir is the dove of atzmai, v'loy dishmir mechedah. Now, even though you heard other people told you he was doing this, but you don't really know that that's really the truth. Shahagam shebe'emes hayu lehezek bin yonav, mi yodeim hu maziko. Is it really this guy who caused me to lose customers or something? And now, misafik, you're going to go and damage him? That you don't have a right. Prat sheni, lizor ma'oid, shalei lahachli tekev shedov ezeh ubechal gezel vehezek v'ayinus dvar meboish kietz v'zeh. And there's the second thing is you have to be careful. You have to know really, is that guy really doing something wrong? Just because I don't like what he's doing, or just because I think it's not ethical, but that doesn't mean what the guy's doing is wrong. And therefore, just because you think it's not a nice thing to do, that doesn't give you a heter to go and say Lashon Hara about a person. Now, you have to be careful, Ragi's bain and hate him mitchila, al pidarki atayra, im adin imoy, if he's right, v'hashekenegde hu agazlan, and is the other guy really the gazlan and the mazik? The kemat prat zeh koshel letzair min hakoel. This is the hardest to give examples. Ki ein odem roi yechayv la'atzmai, because a person never sees anything wrong with what he's doing. V'chol derech ish yosher b'enav, and the ways of people is always in their own eyes, I'm doing the right thing. V'mi koshel b'zeh, but if you're wrong, and you don't give the guy, you don't ask somebody else to give you a true evaluation of the situation, who bichlal moitzi shemra asher hu chomer miisa lashon hara. Because if really he's not wrong and you're the one who's wrong, and you call him the ganav, not only are you saying lashon hara, you're doing worse. It's moitzi shemra because you're lying. because he's not a Rasha. Prat Shlishi, and the third condition, we'll have to see Bez Hashem tomorrow.
Is there a separate issue for Matzah Shemra and Shekhar?
Yes, yeah. Because one is damaging the person.